Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Is ESPN 97.5 brought to you by Zadda Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And a lot of Texan stuff to talk about. A lot of Texan stuff. You know what, though? Here, something we never give the early callers, Dell. Let's pick at 7:10 exactly. Call in at 713-780-3776. And the fourth caller is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live Down. We never give the people that are here from the get-go a chance to play. So how about that? You guys who are here, you know now, at 7:10, call 713-780-3776, and you'll play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy, where you get a chance to go to a game with four free tickets and the limo ride there and back. How's that? And we got a lot of Texans. There's some interesting stuff that came out of yesterday. DeMeco meets the media, CJ meets the media. A lot of guys were talked to. One of the things was that DeMeco, the offensive line, the switching off of Juice and Lakin.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot of the year, kind of rotating.
Yeah, and DeMeco says he feels like they're better when they're on a pitch count. You know, I don't know. Maybe if they're in the game too long, they tire out or whatever the case. I don't know.
I've never heard of that in my life. Well, I've heard of rotating in
and
out.
Yeah, they rotate us.
No, I've heard of rotating in, but not a lot. Not good teams don't end up rotating offensive linemen. Not typically. Not in the NFL. In college, it's actually something we're seeing a ton. A&M is rotating a lot of linemen. We're seeing that with there's another offensive lineman we're looking at with Joe Moore Ward's. And and the rationale there is that, well, you know, with injuries, with portal the way it is, we want guys to have experience. We want as many guys to have experience as possible. Maybe Texas should have done more of that so their guys would have been ready to play better this year.
Yeah.
But A&M's doing a lot of
rotating. Well, when you're on a playoff run, though, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, no. I'm just kind of joking. Like, you're five best, you're five best. But defensive lines rotate. But in the NFL, you don't see it a lot. If you're doing that, well, first and foremost, if you're doing it, you got a problem at one of the positions. If you have to take Quentin Nelson has never been on a pitch count.
No, well, good Quentin players, Nelson's an All-Pro.
Yeah, good players don't get on pitch counts. Yeah, let me put it that way.
Right.
It's almost like he's just trying to maintain the competition there. I think is what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, you got utility guys in other sports that you know come in. You got running backs that switch out.
Yeah,
you know,
offensive lineman is one of the only positions you don't see that.
Yeah, right. Or quarterback.
Yeah, or quarterback, yeah.
If you're doing that with a quarterback, you got a big problem.
You're going 3-4 deep at wide receiver, 2, sometimes 3 deep at running back, tight ends. You run 2, sometimes 3 tight ends, and offensive.
Defensive
line.
You
would never bring your third tackle in unless you had to or you're in an overload situation.
You know, a lot of times you're not going to do that with cornerback. You'll do that with defensive line all the time. Linebackers switch in and out.
A lot of times they just go off the field for another DB. You don't rotate safeties typically. Our guys are our guys.
With Harris and Totoa and EJ Speed, they'll rotate.
But Harris doesn't play that much, though.
No.
He usually just fights on the sideline.
Not anymore.
When he's not inactive.
He just hits guys in the sideline.
Yeah. He's kind of right. And plays special teams.
Right. But it was interesting. Lakin Tomlinson was asked about it, and he really didn't understand the question. He's like, hey, so why are they doing, or did they explain it? He goes, no, you just tell me go in or don't go in.
Yeah, you know, that's all it is.
That's all. He said, I just do my job. That's all. And it was the right answer. It's the right answer, but it is. It's interesting because you're right. A lot of teams won't do that, but maybe they are better. If Lakin's on the field too long, maybe, you know, that's a bad thing. Let's give him some reps. He's fresh. He feels good. He's sharp.
Whatever they're doing, they're working. Keep it up.
It is.
I don't know what you're doing, Texas, but keep it up on that O-line because it's working.
No, well, it's not working. It's just terrible. No. And they got to – I don't know. It's just a mess there. It's just a total mess.
Well, I'm looking at some – I found a guard from Penn State. So we've got a guard from Penn State that we're going to look at in the second round.
So
more of a power player, more so than a
– So if you had your druthers – it wouldn't be a tackle, or a center. It would be a guard.
Yeah, I think it'd be a guard. I mean, I want to look at tackle too. But you got two. You're okay right now at tackle. It would be interior offensive line. Yeah. I don't think you're good enough there.
Yeah.
So if I had to, I mean, Ursary, you're already in on Ursary. There's nothing going to do about that. And Howard, you got under contract now. You could cut him if you want and save some money, but for what? Are you ready to find another tackle?
You want a rookie?
I mean, I'm just like, screw it. Just stay with Howard. Let's just look for.
Well, is he playing that badly?
I didn't say he was necessarily.
But... No, right. But that's what you got to. If he's playing poorly, I don't care how much you paid him.
Right.
Right. But it seems like the guards are a problem. That's a problem. So you found a Penn State guy?
Everyone knows a great year. It's not a secret.
They're having a great year.
Yeah,
so grab him.
Well, he's pretty good. I don't like their tackle as much, but yeah, he's playing pretty good. So that's fine.
So DeMeco, okay, Dell, the DeMeco quote about it's like the guys have to do what we tell them to do. This is apparently a problem because we've got a couple of instances of players saying the same thing of what DeMeco said. Here is. Okay, so they practice all week, and then they go to the games, and apparently what they practice isn't translating on Sundays.
I'm figuring out why things are happening. It's always baffling as a coach when you go through and you practice a certain thing and you work it a certain way, and guys get in the game and do something completely different. Well, that's being disjointed. Like, we got to be on the same page. And not on the same page, like we don't know what we're doing. We just got to do what we called. We got to run what we call, right? The techniques we work, the things we establish throughout training camp, we got to do that, right? And when we do that, you'll see we operate efficiently. We are able to be in the right spot defensively, special teams-wise. We're able to get our blocks done the right way when we just execute what we practice all week, right? You can't get in a game. So I told our guys today, you can't get in a game and overcomplicate football. And a football can be a complex game within a game, but to me, football is simple. And you make it simple, you keep it simple, and allow guys to go play fast. All right, and that's what we've done, but we don't need to make things up. We don't need to try to do something or press and make a play. Just be like, we just have to stay with what we've been coached to do. Do it the right way every single time. When I say it's one snap at a time, that's what I truly mean. It's not, I need to make this big play. You need to focus in one snap at a time. Do exactly what you're coached to do. When we do that, we play well. When we get outside of that and we try to do more, that's when we don't play well. So it's not complicated to play this game. We don't need to make it that way. Let's play fast and let's play fun.
He just told you a lot in there. What he's telling you is that he's got guys playing out of structure, trying to do some things that they're not supposed to do, which, you know, more than likely he's saying that about the defense, I think, because that's a lot of times.
Well, I mean, when you see the guard and tackle running, you know, banging into each other, you know, maybe they just
guard, just a miss. Yeah,
they forgot. He forgot.
Are you talking about the play from a while back?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but, yeah. But, Ed Ingram.
But either that or you know, a running back not picking up a blitz, you know, a guy inside, instead he's going out in a flat or whatever. You know, there are a lot of things. You know, it's funny. Because we got Jalen Knoll and also Kyemi Fairbairn talking about these very things. They tell us to do something and we just don't do it. That's why CJ Gardner.
It's like my kids. What? So DeMeco's dealing with a bunch of Zerline kids. I tell them to do it They say they're going to do it, and then they don't do it.
Right.
Like snacks. Well, you said you were going to feed the dogs. It's 9 o'clock. They haven't eaten yet. Oh, for God. Is this what's happening on is this what's happening on offense with wide receivers route running? Like, I thought you were going to snap this break off sharper like we talked about in practice.
You know,
I forgot.
It's why C.J. Gardner-Johnson isn't here. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you know what? He was taught to do something. Uh-huh. This is what we're going to do. This, we're going to be too deep, or you're going to have this third, or whatever the case may be. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson just decided, no, I am going to try. I'm going to play hero ball, and I'm going to try to, you know, jump this route. Mm-hmm. And boom, they go the other way, touchdown or huge gain, lose the game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson did that multiple times that we've seen, and it cost him, and it cost him a game. And so you can't be here anymore. You're going to play hero ball. You can't be here anymore. I think this might be more of, well, you know, we taught you to do that during the week, and yet you're just not doing it.
Yeah, they're not doing things they talk about. Whether it's, you know, for offensive line, it can be something having to do with twist or blitz pickup. It could be CJ with not doing something that they said. Okay, when you see this front, when you see the safeties roll down, we need to be looking for this when this team, you know, because this is how they blitz. It could be wide receivers running hot routes. Yes. It could be any number of things.
Well, as a matter of fact, we got Jalen Noll, and it's that very thing. Landry Locker put this out.
Landry's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job. Landry Locker put this out, and here is Jalen Noll talking about the wide receivers actually doing what they're told.
Yeah, just being on the same page. That's the biggest thing at the end of the day, and our precision has to be on point, especially in the quick game. CJ is going to have to go through his reads quick, so the receiver's got to be at the right spot at the right time. And I feel like there's been moments we've been good at it and moments we haven't been good at it. So just coming together and making sure that we're good when it comes time Sunday, and we'll be fine.
You know, that could be getting off a press. That could be, hey, we don't have a lot of time to dance on this release. We need you to give it a step and go. Just get an inside release and go.
Or the guy that's on him blitzes, and you got it right now. You've got to run that slant and be ready on a hot route.
And that's basic. Like you're learning that in college, if not high school. That hey, if you get a free release, if your guy free releases, then you immediately need to turn and look hot.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, now exactly. CJ has to see it too.
But he says sometimes we're good at it, sometimes we're not.
Yeah. No. And he's talking, that's a wide receiver talking about quick game, about being able to, you know, quick throws, being where they're supposed to be. That's exactly what we're talking about.
D'Amico, apparently, because he talked about it, and then Kaimi was asked, and we'll play his sound a little bit later. You know, they told me to do this, and I didn't do it. Jalen Noll just told you, sometimes we're doing it right and sometimes we're just not. It's just we're making mental mistakes. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. This must be a huge emphasis for D'Amico to be talking about this with us and to hear his players saying the same thing, echoing what he's saying.
Yeah.
They're not doing what they practiced during the week. I remember, I forget who it was. There was a guy who, in the middle of the season, I think he was a linebacker, and in the middle of the season, there was one play, and he made a pick, and it was, like, unbelievable, but he was where he wasn't supposed to be, according to the coach. And the coach said, well, you know, why were you there? And he said, well, don't you remember back in training camp, if this guy did this, then I was going to do this. And that was one play back in training camp 2 months ago. And the kid remembered what to do, and the coach was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot we did that. I forgot."
Well, that's high football IQ.
That's high. It's huge, huge. Yeah, I mean, and it maybe this team doesn't have that.
No, and they might not. I mean, you know, they actually probably don't. Like defensively, and that includes defense. You got guys who will swarm, and well, I mean, look at the way Aziz plays. I'm not sure that's high football IQ, but it's intensity. But you can't, like, at some point you have to be able to think the game too, you know, because your coaches can't coach you. It can't be from every play. Sometimes you just got to know what to do. You got to be thinking out on the football field and say, ooh, I recognize this. You know, Ray Lewis was a high football IQ player, but a lot of it goes, so was Ed Reed. But they also watched a ton of tape. The more tape you watch, the smarter you get, because you recognize tendencies and you start to you're out in the field and you say, oh, I recognize this. Just like whoever the linebacker is you're talking about, they recognize something.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. All right. We got a listener, Del. We got a contestant.
Yep.
We do. We've got a contestant to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy tomorrow at 9:30. That's always fun. That's good stuff. So we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. And a little payback for you. A little payback for you, early listeners. I want to remind you, too, while you early listeners out there, that if you're going to get a turkey for Thanksgiving, go to Damaris.com. I'm telling you, it's the best turkey. I'm getting one. We're getting one or two. We've gotten two before because the night before we just picked it apart and crushed it. So we needed another one. That's how good it is. So get a couple of and make sure you get the Cajun turkey because it's the best turkey I've ever had. They fry it, deep fry it, and they spice it up just perfect. The way Del likes it, not put hot sauce on top of it. Put the spice in the turkey. So that's that. And Del, you would love that. Del's not a big turkey guy. He thinks, what, don't you think it's just, it's meh turkey?
It's the Notre Dame of proteins. It's hearty. It's there. You kind of know what to expect. And then with Damaris, oh, look, that's a little spice to it. Hey, that's a bit of Jadarian Price or Jeremiah Love.
How about that?
But normally, they're kind of like Anthony Fasano.
Yeah, right.
Just that's what turkey there. Is.
Yeah, just blah, just meh. But
Anthony
no,
Fasano, is, what a great pull for a turkey. Typically, turkeys are more Anthony Fasano.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't know, he's fine, I guess.
This one is Joe Montana. This one's Joe Montana. That's what this one is. I'm going back.
Yeah, maybe something great. From before 79.
Or
after 79.
But listen, he's a Hall of Famer, and this is a Hall of Fame turkey.
I'll tell you that's this. The Damaris turkey is more like Rocket Ismail, is what I would say.
That's what you're saying.
That's a good one.
That's a
what
good
about
one.
The bus?
Yeah, right.
That's hearty.
It is hearty,
too. Well, turkey
too.
Can be hearty.
Yeah. No, well,
I mean,
but
if you
not.
Throw a
it's
lot
lean.
Of stuff
it's
in
lean.
With it and whatnot.
It's the best. It's the best you can. It's the best food you can have, right? Everybody says
stop
eat
telling
turkey.
Us that.
Yeah.
Just fry right. The turkey and let's go.
All right.
Make
Give
it
me
taste the
VIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is the best place to sell your car. Now it's even better with the GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. There are two ways to win. Get 250 chances to win with your mail-in entry or 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. They want to buy your car. Okay, is it a collectible? Because they love... John Clay Wolf loves collectibles. He probably is buying it for himself, okay? And he ain't scared to give you the most money for it. All right? Say goodbye to the private sale tire kickers. Get a true offer for your car. Know what your car is worth by going to GiveMeTheVIN.com. And then, if you can't beat CarMax, you know, it's going to be the most. If you can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you a check for $100. And he does. He does that. You can go to one of their pickup locations, or they'll come to you. It's easy and it's fast. GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer.
ESPN 97. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. Get your boy, Colin Cowherd, will you? Can you get your boy, Lance? Kevin Durant's not a culture guy. He's not a two-way player, actually. He's not a grind for 82-game guy. He's a mercenary, okay? And then, Brad O. Kevin Durant held OKC to 1-for-13 shooting from the field as the primary defender. Dort 0-for-4, Kaysen 0-for-3, Chet 1-for-3, SGA 0-for-2, Caruso 0-for-1. He had the crucial late foul, but, you know, Kevin Durant had a poor game. I mean, the missed free throw, the foul.
Poor second half.
The 0-for-4 from 3. You know,
he was not
a Kevin Durant game.
He was not aggressive in terms of trying to get to a spot where he could get the ball. I kept seeing all these things trying to blame the Rockets and Ime Udoka. Like, you didn't call plays for him. Like, dude, he was letting Dort bully him way out beyond the three-point line. What are you talking about?
Well, that's going to be the game plan for the against the Rockets.
Yeah, well, not everyone has Dort. And not everyone has the Oklahoma City. But there is going to be that game plan, but... You know, look, not everyone's going to be Oklahoma City. You've just faced the champs. I mean, they can defend about as good as anybody.
Yep. Well, KD, after the game, he said, and KD said, it was, it's one game. It's one game. And Colin Cowherd, some of those things that he says, my goodness. I mean, he's always got to have, it's always got to be clickbait. Always. I mean, and he's so
wrong. I think he means a lot of, I think Skip Bayless says things that are clickbait. I think Colin means most of what he says.
He means it, but he's, there was a compilation of his.
What did he say?
Bad, well, Baker Mayfield for one.
Oh, what he, did, but well, wait. He hated what? Baker. He hated
I know. Him. He hates Baker.
He hate. Does he still hate him? Probably.
Probably.
That's something that you got to, when you you miss on him.
Yeah, well, Baker came in the studio with him and said, did you play football past high school? Because you don't know.
Life. Well, that was after he was already.
Yeah, he was already crushing Baker. He told
he
Baker
wears he his hat to, backwards. Colin was mad that he wore his hat
yeah,
backwards.
I know. John Wall, apparently because of his dance that he did coming in the pregame, he hates John. I mean, there is some. I mean, but this KD take, I mean, he's a mercenary. He's not a defense. He doesn't play defense. I mean, honestly, slow down, Colin. Listen, here's KD. Yeah, he took responsibility. KD did not play his best game. KD made some mistakes. The timeout that was almost called, almost cost him the game before they got to the overtime. And the missed free throw, here's KD.
What do you think was kind of the defining moment of this game?
I missed the free throw, and I fouled somebody at the end. Fouled Shea, put him up one. I think those two plays, the reason we lost.
Is that fair to you?
Yeah. I got to be better. I got to knock that free throw down. I got to stay down and be more disciplined. Those opportunities to get a stop, to seal the game, they don't come around too often, so I got to be more, take more advantage of those.
That's all you want? Just accountable, move on to the next one.
That's all. I mean, you lost to the champs. Oh, well. Now, Detroit is coming in here pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, what a turnaround last year.
They'll give you a good look.
That's a good, that's a good young team that they got. We'll see. I don't know. I don't. It's one game, but it was not a good 23-22. 23 assists and 22 turnovers is unacceptable behavior. You know what?
That's poor caddying right there.
That is poor caddying. The kid's got to feed the dog, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Right?
Feed the dog. That means do your job.
Right.
Feed the dog.
And they didn't.
Pick your shoes up. Put your clothes on a day bed away. It means take just care doing of the what ball. You're supposed to do.
Stop throwing the ball to the other team.
Well, that's very direct.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, stop doing that. Yeah. Maybe even Ime. Well, we just forgot, Ime. We forgot. We forgot to not throw the ball to them.
We forgot to not pick the ball up 2 feet inside of the half court line and then and then have everyone get ball denied and then throw the ball across court.
Just
Reed, I'm telling you what, man, there's so much heat on Reed Sheppard right now. Do you feel it? I feel the heat that Reed Sheppard must be feeling because this guy lost his minutes last year to Holiday because they realized he ain't ready. They tried to see if he was ready early, and he wasn't ready. And I'm like, man, after game one, all I can think of is, I mean, they're not going to yank him right away, but
it won't take long.
I can tell you, it's not going to take long. He may end up losing some minutes again. He better shoot it well, or he better handle it well.
Yeah, I want to hear what Woody Johnson thinks of him. Well, you know, Woody Johnson will tell you right now.
If we complete a pass?
Well, one of the things that the kids have to stop doing is giving Steven Adams the ball, 30 feet from the basket.
Or on, I don't mind that because he's a relief outlet. You know, from there you get the ball back. What I liked even less is when he was getting it on fast break. Like, what do y'all think Steven Adams is going to do with this? Our man made a pass to him, and he's coming down the lane. And Steven Adams, he's not going to do anything with this. He's not going to make it, he's got no one there.
Well, remember when Kevin Durant went, hey, guys, calm down. That was Steven Adams throwing the ball 30 feet from the basket, throwing it to Alpi, and Alpi was already moving, and it was just a disaster.
Yeah. Well, Steven Adams is not a starter. I get that they tried it, and maybe they're still trying to figure out what they're doing. Dell, was it you that said you think that they did that because maybe with no Fred VanVleet, they're trying to see what they might be able to do, just trying to play with some lineups to see what they what might be their go-to lineup?
Might
have been a caller. I don't know.
I don't know. What I said was we thought that they were using the double bigs because they sense advantages in certain spots.
This is it, yeah.
After watching Reed Sheppard out there, I think they may not have had another option than to go with double bigs.
Well, but they've gone double bigs.
No, I know.
This is a rip, but double bigs with Jalen Green in the game.
With the ball handlers.
Fred VanVleet, that's way different.
Yes.
You have no ball. You have no primaries. Back then you had two because Jalen would bring the ball up to court.
Right. They had Alpe bringing the ball up to court the other night.
They had Alpe, Kevin Durant. It was literally whoever got the ball in bounds just dribble it
And out. Wait, what about how many times they could, hey, guys, somebody come back. We got to inbound the ball.
Oh, that was incredible.
Well, a couple of times it happened.
Yeah, it happened a couple of times. It's first game. I mean, you know, first game all playing together. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
listen,
no.
We'll talk about the loss, but the reality is I'm happy with how the game went. They competed hard against a team that, no Jalen Williams, but, you know, we also didn't have Fred VanVleet, so I'm going to use that.
They had one Jalen Williams, just not the good one.
Yeah. Well, not real Jalen Williams.
No.
But we didn't have Fred VanVleet, so even Steven.
Yeah, well.
Fred made over $40 million last year.
Yeah, he did.
So that's how valuable he is. He's as valuable as an NFL quarterback.
Yep. Well, yes, and even more so. Look at what Aaron Rodgers is making.
He's going to make more than Kyle Tucker is going to make in free agency. Okay?
How about that?
And Kyle Tucker plays 162 games.
Speaking of free agency, apparently we got Windy Sound. Let's play what Brian Windhorst thought about the Tari Eason thing on the other side. What he heard on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Lance, what about sell your house?
Sell your house. Green light offer today. Sell your house today. You got tenants that won't pay the rent? I'll buy tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Sean will buy any house. He'll buy any house. And really, it's not for it. Look, if you're somebody, your house is in great shape, you just need to, you know, you just want to change out the cabinets in the kitchen and get some fresh paint going on. Hey, that's fine. You're probably not for green light offer. But if you're someone who says, I don't want any hassles, we're getting divorced and we need to get this equitable split. We're not going to sit and wait for this to sell. I'm not putting thousands of dollars into this on top of what I'm spending, you know, with lawyers. I want to get my house sold quickly. What he'll do is he'll buy it quickly from you. He'll give you a fair price. If you don't want to sell to him, don't sell to him. But he's going to give you a fair price. You'll get your cash within 7 to 10 days, typically, is what the typical closing is. And you move on and you're done with it. Same thing if you inherit a home, somebody sells you a home, and it can be a house in disrepair. That's fine. He'll buy that from you as well. Buys most of those houses that are going to be in disrepair. Give you the money for it. And he'll have the headache. He'll take the headache on himself of moving forward with that. Same thing for relocation houses. Anytime you want to sell, you don't want the hassle of getting your house sale ready. You don't want to have to deal with, you know, people coming at to the showings, and you have to leave your home and put thousands into your home to get it ready. Let Greenlight Offer do that. They're going to do that on their end. They're just going to make sure you get your money and you're set to go. It's greenlightoffer.com. Give them a shot today. Just go set up your meeting with them. It's no hassle, no obligation. Just go to greenlightoffer.com and find out if they can get you money quickly for your home right away.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm watching right now, 35 years ago today, the Chippendales auditioned with Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze. 35 years ago today.
Iconic.
That was maybe iconic one of the SNL. Great. It's got to be up there with the greatest skits ever.
And you're so... I mean, he was fearless to just use his body as a weapon of comedy. He just didn't, you know, just absolutely fearless as a physical comedian. His van down by the river stuff, Matt Foley, where he all of a sudden, you know, his little moves that he did. Remember Richard Topper used to be able to do a really good Matt Foley. just flab, just flying all over the place.
This while I'm doing it. It's so, I know. So awesome. So awesome. We've got the butt crack thing going. Mm-hmm. It's just the best.
Hey, by the way, did you know, and this is probably a little too inside baseball. Some of you aren't, most of you probably won't care about this. But did you know the song Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot is about the girl, his girlfriend, who he knew was like kind of chief figure, was cheating on him. She's the same girl, and she was a bad person. She's the one who got the, was it the coke or heroin that killed John Belushi? The song Sundown is about his girlfriend, and who he was, maybe they had already broken up or whatever, if you go through all the lyrics. But she was the one who brought the drugs to John Belushi that killed him.
Oh,
it was
wow.
The girl. She was, yeah, she was the topic of that song.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What did you learn this week in one sentence?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. What did you learn this week? There you go. I mean, that's an ugly thing to learn, but yes. Okay.
It's true, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. No, stuff like that happens.
If I find that you've been creeping down my back stairs, you better not. What are you doing, Sundown?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He was ready to rock and roll. He was pissed.
So
then Gordon Lightfoot turned into a Uh-oh. Boy, it's been a while since we've heard this.
Wow. It's tough when you were in Orlando on Wednesday night and now arrested by the FBI for sports gambling. Terry Rozier. And he's not the only one. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested for illegal gambling.
Chauncey Billups?
By the FBI.
Wow.
This is major.
So we thought, the FBI thought we had heard that the Terry Rozier thing was done.
But remember, the NBA said no.
The NBA said, but we thought the feds were done with him. The NBA said, whatever. Maybe the NBA said, I forgot how it went. But he was in Orlando, didn't play, but he was in Orlando with the Heat last night, arrested this morning.
This is a major,
by the FBI.
This is Chauncey Billups.
And Chauncey Billups as well. For alleged illegal gambling, yes.
Wow. A coach. We've seen referees. We've seen players. A head coach. So our boy knows.
I mean, this is a head coach is arrested for gambling.
Wow.
So this is a major to be arrested for it.
It's much money. I don't get it. See, I would think that today's salaries that you would risk that.
Because you think you got an easy win.
How many? I don't know how many thousands.
Got an easy win, and in the meantime, the money it takes to for it to make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Is going to alert.
A few more thousand in your pocket?
Yeah, but even that is going to alert. It's going to alert because all of these books have algorithms that recognize unusual betting patterns, and they immediately flag them.
Right.
They immediately flag unusual betting patterns. Rozier, it was Rozier the one that had this. Which one was he? Which video was he? Video evidence. Was he the one that was on the bench during the Golden State game?
No. He was the one who had an awful game against Cleveland in a game that was tight, and he was just awful.
And we're out here acting like James Harden just had a bad game against the Spurs six.
James is like, whoa.
Hey, in today's NBA,
that's
where
a
you
hell
have
of an
legal.
Accusation.
No, when you have legal gambling today, what would have happened? This is all that would have been talked about is James Harden through the game.
Well,
we were talking about that back then. Like, why did he refuse to shoot? He would shoot 23, 24 shots a game, and he didn't even try that game. It was the craziest thing we've ever, in an elimination game.
Yeah. Well, and listen, that game, that Terry Rozier game.
Yeah, John
he was beyond bad.
Was this when they were driving by him?
And he would just fumble the ball for no reason.
No, he offensively.
Yeah.
Throw up air balls, and it was awful.
So, of course, there is what people think of the smoking gun involving Rozier. A professional bettor placed 30 wagers in 46 minutes, all involving Rozier in a 2023 game back when he was still a Hornet. So people were looking at that as odd, and that became a point of contention. And, yeah. It came to a head. He got through the entire offseason, was just at Spo's house for like a team bonding party that the Miami Heat account put on to show, hey, look, we're all together just days ago. He's in Orlando
God.
And now arrested.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a presser at, I guess, 9 o'clock our time. So
Chauncey.
And Chauncey Billups, which we didn't know about Chauncey, so that's the big one.
Well, that's massive. A head coach in the league, in a sport. This is a massive, massive story because the fear of every league is football, basketball, baseball, is you do not want a gambling. You do not want baseball dealt with it years ago because it brings to mind, and look, we've got so many conspiracy theorists now who already think the NFL is rigged. They already think the NFL is rigged. You start having coaches involved with, and the only way that you're involved with it, I guess you could be if you're betting on your
know,
own team.
But. We don't know what Chauncey's charges are. It just says, Shams just says illegal gambling. I don't know if that's, because DraftKings isn't illegal. I mean, the NBA would have a problem with you betting on games or throwing games, but it just says illegal gambling. So was he illegally gambling on football or baseball? That's all that said.
You're not getting arrested for illegal gambling.
What are you getting arrested
for? Arrested for being part of
But Pete Rose didn't get arrested for gambling on baseball.
No, but what I'm saying is they're not going to arrest Chauncey Phil because actually – because actually, a lot of times it is legal. You can't gamble.
So
it's against. But this is an FBI.
The line says illegal gambling. Whatever that means.
Well, who was it that we saw was running? Didn't we just have something come out where somebody was running some illegal gambling? Was part of? Who was it? There was a former athlete who was running an illegal gambling ring. It could be something having to do. Maybe he was involved with running an illegal, you know, casino type ring. Something like that. I don't know. We'll find out. We're just guessing right now.
Yeah.
But this is a major for a head coach to be arrested. This is a major, major story. I mean, he was arrested by the FBI, right?
Yes. Kash Patel will be part of a presser at 9 a.m. our time.
Wow. That's big. That's huge.
Kash Patel finally cracking down on the NBA.
Something we've never
about
seen.
Time, right?
It's about time Cash went after the NBA got this thing knocked out.
You know what? That's We haven't seen this.
Not since Pete Rose betting on his own team.
True. Yeah, Pete Rose.
I mean, he bet on his own team. But if you find out for 1 second that you bet on the other team, it's a wrap. You're done. And Chauncey may be done anyway, depending on what these charges are. Rozier, there's the first player. But it's not the first. Basketball's already had, what's his name, Porter.
But he wasn't arrested, just thrown out of the league, right? Jonte Porter. Was he arrested?
Thrown out of the league.
I think he was just thrown out of the league. Whatever Rozier's into, I didn't think it would ever lead to an arrest, but
that's what I'm saying. It's pretty serious. You've got to be for the FBI to arrest you, there's charges of conspiring or
let's slow down. We don't know what the game is.
Well, I'm gonna say it's a RICO act.
I just texted my boy. And my boy says, he plays a lot of Blu-ray. It could be.
Well,
it could be.
Listen,
Blu-ray.
NBA guys have played Blu-ray forever.
Forever.
And played poker. We already know there's been gambling debts that have led to people getting slapped, like Charles Oakley slapping
somebody. Or guns pulled.
Yeah. Crittenden versus Gilbert Arenas had guns pulled because of a gambling debt.
Right.
The NBA knows how to gamble, fight, gun, and
they know how
apparently
to do it
get
all.
Arrested.
They do it all. Hey, we said we would play this windy sound. Brian Windhorst. Listen to this. We got Tari Tucker. We got a Kyle Tucker situation.
It's not
here.
Even on ESPN, by the way. Are you sure you didn't just get ball sack, Dell?
No. Unless Shams got hacked.
Did you read Shams Charania? Did you see if there was an underscore in there?
No, it's Shams Charania. 3.2.
Did they spell Shams S-H-O-M-S?
No, 3.2 million follower Shams Charania's account.
Oh, okay. Here's Brian Windhorst.
And when it comes to Tari Eason,
that's him.
You know, I do. From what I understand, they made Eason a strong offer. It was in excess of $100 million.
Yep.
But I don't know how much of it would have been guaranteed. And they didn't do that deal, you know. And so here's a team that extended two guys and didn't extend another guy.
Well, they tried.
They tried.
You think it was four and 100?
Listen, Tari's betting on himself, and he probably lost some of that the other night.
No, not in one game.
Well, not in one game.
I mean, if he's injured for the rest of the year, then yeah, he lost money.
He lost
money. Or if he shoots 1-6
you know
the rest of the year.
Tari, it might be about playing time, too. It might
I just
be
think it was a bad game.
Yeah.
I think he had a bad game. Like, I've already seen all the things. This is Tari. This is going to be a problem all year. All Tari can think about is his money. Like, come on, guys. You're giving Tari Eason no credit at all.
Yeah.
You don't think he cares about, you don't think he's a competitor and he wants a team to win. Tari Eason had a bad game. That's all it is. Now, it was the worst game I've ever seen for Tari.
Yeah,
and I hope that Cash Patel doesn't see video of that game. I pray Cash Patel was not watching that game.
Don't put Cash Patel on Tari Eason.
I don't want Cash Patel seeing that game like, look at this stupid turnover.
That's just, no.
Look at Rozier, and now look at this dumbass turnover that Tari just had. What's Tari shooting here?
You're a terrible person.
I'm just saying.
Cash Patel sees on it, every turnover in the NBA.
From now, I've now got something for interceptions, for swinging it.
Cash Patel, where are you?
I hope Cash Patel doesn't see some of Altuve's at-bats on those sliders away. I'm like, Cash is going to get after Altuve, and then he's going back to Venezuela. We'll never see him again. Great.
Oh, you think they're going to deport Altuve because he chased a slider away?
And everything's on the table now.
Because he couldn't throw it from the outfield to short.
Cash Patel's already studying. He's already reached out to the Lions about some of Dan Campbell's fourth down.
Hey, everyone's catchment.
Take the field goal. Patel's calling. Cash Patel's calling. You didn't kick a field goal.
Clear something up. Jonte Porter was arrested. He pled guilty. So he was arrested as well.
Good for him. Good on him.
What happened with him?
He pled guilty in the criminal case.
And so
you know what he needs? He needs John Daspin.
He's not a criminal defense lawyer.
Well, but still. He's better than nothing.
He knows somebody. Right. My wife was looking at finding an education lawyer because if my daughter didn't get an HSPVA, then she was going to have a hard time. She was homeschooled. I don't need to go on all that stuff. I just know that we said, do you know somebody in that? And John Daspin had a name for us because he's well-connected. But that's not his law, so I can just stop that. He does personal injury law. And really, really good, by the way, at personal injury law. He's one of, if not the best. He is the second biggest in the state. He's the biggest in Houston. He gets the biggest payouts. That's because he doesn't try to just – what a lot of these lawyers will do is you're just a number. They'll throw their stuff up on a billboard. They want you to call. They sign you up. And here's what they do. They just want to get to a number, a clear out number with the insurance lawyers as quickly as possible. They're going to get their commission off you, and then they're on to the next one. And you end up getting treated like a table at a restaurant that they just want to turn and get to the next table. That's not how you should be treated. If you've been injured due to someone else's negligence, man, there's hospital bills to worry about. There is, pain and suffering to worry about. There's potentially time missed from work. There's a lot that goes into it. And if you've never had to experience that before, it's overwhelming. I've been in that case with my son before, and this is before I knew John Daspin. We made a huge mistake because the insurance company tries to get you a check right away, and you think, oh, this is great. But then you don't account for all the other things I just talked about, and then you're on the hook for them. So make sure that you have John Daspin on your side. 713, call now, or go to DaspinLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, John, how about this? Jonte Porter, right? He was arrested. Not only that, he pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a sports betting scandal, and that's where they get you. That resulted in a lifetime ban from the NBA. He's scheduled to be sentenced on December 18, 2025, and is expected to face prison time. Based on sentencing guidelines, the charges stem from his arrangement with gamblers to leave games early so they could win the bets. To face prison time sentencing. He is facing a potential prison sentence of 41 to 51 months. I don't think that'll be the case, but at least in this, they think he's expected to face prison time. Wow. The maximum prison sentence for conspiracy to commit wire fraud is 20 years. I don't think that was set up necessarily for sports gambling, is my guess, more like money laundering. But this is a major, like, Jonte Porter's case is going to be a real, listen, this is not good for those who missed it. Terry Rozier was arrested by the FBI for something having to do with gambling, and Chauncey Billups, according to Dell. No one else.
According to Shams.
Well, and this could be a fake account.
No,
we don't know.
It's not.
No one knows. There's or this could be AI.
There is a story on ESPN.
Was it Sora too?
Naming both them in the story.
Okay, so I guess it's official. Yeah, so no, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers has been arrested for gambling charges.
Terry Rozier was arrested Thursday morning at the team hotel in Orlando. They haven't left. The Heat have a game on Friday in Memphis, so they were still there, and he was arrested. Billups' arrest was in Oregon. Portland played a game last night. He was on the floor coaching them against the T-Wolves. It's a separate but related illegal gambling case linked to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia.
Separate but equal cases.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a poker operation.
A poker operation, and I'm getting word that it's probably betting on football.
What's that?
Betting on football, Chauncey.
Both of them?
Yeah, we got to slow down on, you know, I know Dante Porter, but we can't put everybody in the same under that tent. Yeah. Somebody in Portland said that it's about football. So maybe in an illegal operation or whatever it is. I don't know. But
yeah, for the FBI to step in, there's certain guidelines where they step in.
Yeah. Well, if it is ties to the, you know, a mafia, that's bad too, by the way, because then you never know when you owe them and what you have to do for them.
But it's gambling. Well, I put my headphones on. Did you say mafia? Something kind of.
The ESPN story said it has to do with an illegal poker operation with ties to the mafia for Chauncey Billups.
I'm telling you, I remember seeing a case where there was an athlete recently who was in trouble for running illegal casino games.
Wasn't that Gilbert Arenas? And he.
Oh, it was Gilbert Arenas. The Russian mob. I wonder if this is tied with that at all.
And he, you know, he was released. I guess
that's right. He was immediately.
He got out, and he was like, "Look, couldn't hold me. Couldn't hold me."
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's right. That was him, and it was Russian mob, right?
I don't remember what it was, but yeah, Gilbert protested his innocence and all that stuff.
That Arena's mansion was used for high-stakes poker games between 21 and 22. The operation reportedly included hired staff, dealers, chefs, security. Molly's game, John. Basically Molly's game.
Yeah.
Only it's Gilbert's game. And Arena's is accused of lying to federal investigators when he claimed he was not involved in the gambling operation. That'll get you in trouble as well. Oh, no, they were Israeli transnational organized crime group that was apparently involved in this, too. So I wonder if any of this has to do with when they did research. It'll be interesting to see if any of that had to do with Chauncey Billups, if he gets caught up in the Gilbert Arenas one.
No idea. We'll find out, but we know he was
arrested.
ESPN says it was a poker ring that had mafia ties. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legal operation tied to mafia. Illegal poker operation.
So someone close in Portland says it might have something to do with football. So we'll see. I hope it's not basketball. If it's basketball related, then Chauncey's done forever.
Chauncey might be done forever anyway.
Well, yeah. You never know.
Because the league, I don't know, the NBA's been... You know, some of these, the NBA got rid of Porter for life. They may not take
any... Well, we're talking about the NBA. If the FBI is involved, Chauncey could do jail time. Won't be available for the NBA.
Yeah. But the NBA at some point is going to step up and say, okay, we got to make sure and make these penalties so stiff that no one ever considers doing this. Although, if it's not about the... Jonte Porter's was directly...
It was basketball.
It was point shaving, basically.
Yes.
His own points.
He was manipulating.
He was minute shaving.
He was manipulating.
Yeah, manipulating
his own outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't have, like, that's the absolute worst thing. Yeah, fixing games for boxers, for football players, baseball, you can't have it.
Nope. Well, it's bad. If the mafia is mixed up in it, then yet there's a chance, he's not going to see a court again. Because once you get ties to that, it's over. It's not good. It is not good to have mafia ties, that's for sure. 713-780-3776, if that is in fact the case. ESPN says poker game with mafia ties. We have a lot to do here still, but that is breaking news. And we've got more sound, more Texan sound. We also got Josh Pate's going to join us in an hour from now. On the other side, let's talk about this Sark thing. And Mac Brown chimed in on it. We'll hear from Mac about calling plays and Sark giving that up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Lance, you and I, we need to talk about Billy Brown, and we need to talk about, and in a positive way, because there's some people that are misconstruing, like when you look at your toilet all stuffed up that you think of Billy Brown, I think that's a positive, right? Yeah, yeah. That's not, I'm not trying
well,
to
thinking
say,
thinking
oh,
to call him, yeah, thinking like,
right.
I need to call, but yeah.
Yeah, I need to call Billy, not, oh, look at that toilet, looks like Billy Brown. No, that's not what I'm saying. No,
that's not it at
That's
all.
Not it. That's not it at all.
That looks like Billy Brown?
Well.
No, that's an unfortunate
last
name,
if
we're
here?
Being honest. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's that's what I'm saying.
This,
I'm not saying that.
He's paying for this. Let John cook.
Okay.
I'm saying it's not the case.
Billy's paying for a roast.
It's not the case. I'm saying it's not that. I'm saying that. And I'm saying you need to think 281-488-6238. Well, you got a stuffed up toilet. Those numbers should come across, right?
Oh, that's right.
281-488-6238. That's the number that you should have in your phone all the time. Billy Brown to the rescue. Terrible toilet. You don't want it in your house. If you want a terrible toilet in your house, you're gross, right? So don't have that. Call Billy, right?
What more can I add?
Nothing.
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.